from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome. It's Radio Night Live. It's a little bit after 7 o'clock. That means that you found Radio Night Live's Fun Friday edition, where we oftentimes talk about food and Broadway and those types of things. Tonight, we're going to go a little off Broadway, and I don't think we're going to talk much about food, sadly. Because Christine Nicholas, you know that I love to talk about food.
I know. I'll get into some food in my
More than that, I like
on.
To eat the good food. So, you know,
yeah.
There's that side, too.
Okay.
Hey, you've had a busy day today. People are sending out press releases about your comments about congestion pricing. Who are you talking to and why?
Yeah, I did it again, Kevin. I just can't stay silent on this.
You're the Britney Spears tune.
I did it again. Oops. Well, look, it is the public comment period at the MTA. So for the next, it was yesterday and today, and then you have Monday and Tuesday. If you want to comment about congestion pricing, how you feel about it, can it be tweaked? And that's my point. I'm basically very simply saying you didn't get it right. Don't be afraid to admit a mistake. Putting a $15 toll to get into one neighborhood in Manhattan is really pitting a neighborhood against another. It is not helping with the recovery of the Broadway Times Square community, the tourism community. And what it will also do, because New Yorkers are very savvy, it's going to create toll shopping. So in order to avoid, you know, getting double tolled, people aren't going to want to pay an original toll like at the Battery Tunnel or any of the tunnels. So they're going to go over the three bridges from Brooklyn to Manhattan. There are three free bridges, the BMW, the Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Williamsburg Bridge. You got a free bridge uptown to avoid the Triborough Bridge, the Third Avenue Bridge. You got a free bridge to avoid the Henry Hudson Bridge. So they exist. New Yorkers know about them. And what that is going to do is just shift the problem to the boroughs, to the crossings, where, by the way, you also have the highest asthma rate. So if you care about the kids, you know, this is not the way to go. So toll all of those bridge crossings, but toll them at the price of a Metro card. You will raise so much more money, but with no pain, with very little pain. People can afford $3. They can't afford $15 on top of an $11 or $12 toll.
Especially if they're a daily worker in Midtown.
Exactly.
Like if you're a late shifter and you can't get a train in or out, and you've made this point well publicly, but it, you know, you're already paying for probably street parking, and then you've got the toll to get onto. Like if you're coming from Jersey, you got to pay the toll to get into the city. Yep. Then you're gonna have to pay another toll to park. Like you're out $40 or $50 before you've even started your shift.
Yeah. And an assemblywoman spoke before me today from the Washington Heights area where the George Washington Bridge is. You know, so she said people are going to take the GW Bridge. They're going to go around. I mean, it's. And then they're going to go to drive through to get to the cheap bridge, the free bridge. I mean, it's just New Yorkers are savvy. What's not savvy is this plan. This plan is really not going to do the job that it's supposed to do, which is to mitigate traffic. And a firefighter was so brilliant. He said, hey, look, at the end of the day, you used to have three lanes on any one of these streets. But now you have a bus lane. You have a bike lane. You got one lane for traffic, but that lane is usually taken up by a double parker or someone loading or unloading, right? So this congestion is not going to be fixed. So if you need money, you should do it where there's going to be very little pain involved. Then also that money could fix the roads too. All this money is just going to mass transit. Back in the day when Sam Schwartz put together a plan 40 years ago, he used to be the Department of Transportation Commissioner in New York City. He had an idea of tolling the free bridges and then lowering the tolls of the major bridges, right? So it would be more equitable. And that money was to go to road repair, okay, and mass transit, but it was supposed to be split. No one is talking at all about fixing the roads. And, you know, think about those workers, those hospitality workers. There are 340 of them. A lot of them come in by car. A lot of them do the night shift. And then they're driving over pothole-laden streets, right? So they're breaking tires. It's just, they're doing this in a vacuum.
Well, our mutual friend, John Katsimatidis, has spoken about this on many occasions. And one of the things he said early on, and I remember because I was in the studio with him, he said, the problem with the legislation is also that there's no definition on what the money is required to be used for. So you can have all of these problems justify the legislation, and then it doesn't go to any of the things. And what has happened? Nothing's gotten fixed, but you've grabbed a bunch of money from people. Uh-huh. Without any pledge to make anything different.
And you know, yep, 100% right. You know where they can grab a lot of money, Kevin? The toll fare evaders. Okay, 750 million a year of people just walking through the turnstiles. But
then we have to be focused on law enforcement.
Well, gee, then wouldn't the subways be safer? Oh my gosh, what a
wouldn't
concept.
Wouldn't a lot more people take them if, like...
What a concept.
I saw an Instagram reel over the weekend of somebody who just stood... He was just at one stop, and I forget which line it was. It may have been the A line or something. But the train would come, the door would open, and you'd just see whatever he saw, and then the door would close, and the next train would come, and the door open. So that's the whole concept of the film. Just 3 minutes of door open, a guy sleeping with trash bags around him. Door closes, the train moves on. Next door opens, boom. A guy is smoking crack in the seat as the door opens. Boom, the door's closed. Next train comes. And the whole thing was that. And he didn't edit it. It was just like a single shot of trains coming and going. And you're like, this is why we have people that are reticent to be down there, because they don't feel safe in that environment.
Yeah. Women in particular do not feel safe taking the subway. A lot of women who work also in the hospitality industry, theater industry, they are driving in when they used to take the train home. But they're not going to do it anymore. Or their husbands or their partners are coming to get them. So right. Then they're getting hit with the toll because they don't want them out, you know, walking, you know,
one
a few blocks
another.
To the subway.
Yeah.
So it's been in a vacuum. And I think everybody needs to be able to figure out, well, how can we all improve? How can all these different systems improve together? And if congestion pricing is part of it, then make sure that it's not just for transit. It's also for roads. It's not just $15. It's not pitting one neighborhood against another, but you're really doing something to enhance the betterment of the city. Prime, for example, as we mentioned earlier. So yeah, so that's what I did today. That's why I'm fried.
Well, any time that I'd have to deal with government bureaucracy or even trying to explain logic to government, I would probably be fried, too. So I'm right there with you in empathy. Tonight, we've got a big show. Why don't you give everyone a little teaser of the big all-star edition of Radio Night Live?
We do. We have Bobby Maresco, who is the founder of the Actors Gym, which is really this amazing.
You did it again. You did it again.
What did I
the
do?
Oscar winning Bobby Maresco.
Okay,
he's an Oscar winner.
All right, I stepped on it again. Dan Loria, Patty McCormick, you go ahead. Define them because
well, Wonder Years. Come on, how can you not love? And he was the dad.
And Vince Lombardi on Broadway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so, Patty McCormick.
Big stuff. Big stuff.
Bad Seed, Patty McCormick, which is a movie that still frightens people.
I never saw it, but I've heard it's very scary.
Well, you've got to put it on scary. Your list of things to see. It was like the precursor to The Exorcist and. And it's a frightening thing. So, and she played like Helen Keller too.
Oh,
she was like a child star. And
the one
she played
we all
in the Sopranos.
Saw when we were little.
Yeah, Adriana in the All Stars. I mean, Adriana in the Sopranos.
In the Sopranos.
Oh my God, the All Stars are who they are.
The All Stars are on with us tonight,
yeah.
And they are Oscar winners and Emmy winners and nominees and so forth. But it's going to be a great show. Christine's a little fried because she had to deal with government today, and I haven't had a Negroni yet. So we're going to take this break, try to remedy those wrongs. We'll be right back.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know. with us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa. We talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Remember when you were in your teens and you thought you were invincible, right? Well, the same rationale applies to adults, too. When we're healthy, we think we don't need a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy. We think we can worry about that when we're older or become sick. Nothing can be further than the truth. The fact is, if something happens, God forbid, you might not be able to designate a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy. What happens then? The state or the courts may have to make those choices for you. Is that what you really want? It's essential to create a power of attorney and healthcare proxy as soon as you can while you are healthy. Call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for 40 years. They'll help you make a plan that protects you best. You will designate who you want to make decisions for you. For a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer, please call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. The Sabah family has owned and operated Honda for over 60 years. 60 years serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family makes you feel like you're part of their family. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%. You can't find that anywhere else. No payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Best prices around. They will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Civic, HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive home today. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Our hosts
tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known.
And welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Friday edition where we always focus on the fun, the Friday, the tourism, the food, all the fun stuff that you want to know about heading into your weekend. And Christine, when I say tonight is an all-star night, I do not understate that sentiment, do I?
No, not at all. But every night's an all-star night with you, Kevin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why don't you introduce our first all-star?
Well, Bobby Moresco, it's first time that he is calling into Radio Night Live, so we are very pleased about that. And also, he's a local. He was born in Hell's Kitchen, not far from Broadway. So you can tell when you hear Bobby, you can tell that the Hell's Kitchen has not left him. He may have left Hell's Kitchen and gone out to L.A. and did a lot of great things in the movie industry. And then he's coming back now to New York. He's returned, of course, doing wonderful things in the theater industry. He started this this organization, if you will, and it's called the Acting Gym. Do I have the Actors Gym?
Yeah.
The Actors Gym. And it's really to hash out like new shows and Broadway shows and off-Broadway shows. And he's an expert on that. And he helps playwrights and actors. But, you know, I'm not doing justice to this intro.
I was about to say, Christine, for the PR pro that you are, you're burying the lead in this like I've never seen before. He's an Oscar winner 2 times.
I know. I was getting to it.
And he now joins us. Bobby, welcome to Radio Night Live.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Christine, I was enjoying every moment of it.
I probably need to go to the Actors Gym and like work out a little bit.
I think they have a program for you. I think that, you know, this, how to do introductions. I think it can.
Okay. All right. All right.
Let me give you one correction. I did go to Los Angeles, but I never left Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Bobby, thank you for being here and grateful to have you join us. We're going to talk with some colleagues of yours and friends of the show in just a little bit as well. Dan, Loria, and Patty McCormick are going to join us in the next segment. But let's talk about the Actors Gym and kind of what you've got going on there.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And the Actors Gym began around 1978 when I left Hell's Kitchen and went out to Los Angeles to try to make a living as an actor. It didn't go too well. Like a lot of other actors, couldn't get a job. I'd get a job once every 8 months and it'd be one line. And it occurred to me, and I was a ball player. I played a lot of basketball, a lot of everything. And any craft, you need to do it well. When we played basketball, we didn't win once a week. We played every day. And I thought actors need to work every day as well. And so I opened this company for actors, writers, and directors to be able to work every day and then to bring the work in once a week and show it to their peers, get feedback, and try to make it better. That's how it began 40 some odd years ago in Los Angeles. And I moved it back to New York, then I moved it back to LA, and then wherever I go, the Actors Gym goes with me, kind of. And nice. since that time, we brought plays to Broadway, off-Broadway, Oscar-winning movies like the things you mentioned were developed at the gym, television shows, and they continue to be. And Colin and I are working on his latest piece at the gym that we hope to bring to New York as well.
I like your analogy there of working it out every day, because Shaq would tell you if he didn't shoot 500 free throws every day in the off season, he wouldn't be ready for the next year. And the concept holds true.
Absolutely. You know, and it's amazing that there are actors who give up their lives. They leave their home, they leave their families, they go and chase a dream, and somehow it never occurs to them that maybe I should be doing this thing every day if I'm going to really get good at it. And so the gym was built to rectify that, and really for me to be able to work as well, and everybody else has seemed to have responded to it.
Well, walk us through it. So let's say, you know, I'm an actor or I'm a playwright and I want to join the gym, you know, the Actors Gym.
Do it.
Can anybody just, you know, join, or do they have to have some kind of creds and, you know, on the boards or, you know, on the screen?
It's a professional actors workshop. Yeah. It's not, okay. There are teachers there. I don't know how to teach anything. I am a director. I am a writer. I was an actor. I am a producer. So I know how the business works and I know how the craft works, I think. Doesn't mean I can do it well, but I know how it works. So if someone wants to join, the first thing they do, if they're a writer, they submit a play, movie, whatever they're working on, whatever they want to submit to my daughter, Amanda, who's the co-artistic director. And then there's a board of two other people. And if they think the work is something that will enable the gym to help the artist and the artist to help the gym, they're invited in. If they're an actor and they don't have a body of work that they can submit, then there's an audition process every 3 months. But you have to be invited in. I mean, obviously, I've worked with a lot of people over the years. If I know them well and I know their body of work, I invite them in. But if I don't know them, then we have.
But that's great that you do the auditions, because it truly gives the long shots the opportunity to work it out as well.
Absolutely. Every 3 months, they stay. I'm not involved in the auditions, but my daughter and the board, two other people, they stage the auditions every 3 months. And there's somebody with talent. And here's the real deal. Can they help the gym? Meaning, can they bring good work to the gym? And can the gym help them to create something better? from their own work. That's it. End of story. When they're invited in every week, if you're a writer, we put up 10 pages of whatever it is you're working on. And then there's an audience, usually about 80 or 90 people. If there's feedback that's warranted and wanted by the artist, we give the feedback. Otherwise, the work is enough. We move along. Actors bring in auditions. As a director, I'll work with them on their audition, or we'll open it up with the group and people try to help. It's just a group of artists helping each other. It's not very different than how the group theater began, and then they eventually started producing things. I'm a member of the Actors Studio as well. It's not entirely different with how the studio works, except for the feedback is a little bit more open. The studio has worked in a certain way that was created a long time ago by great artists, and I've just created my own sense of feedback over at the gym, but it's the same idea.
Terrific.
Well, one of the things Bobby Moresco is so well known for is co-producing one of my favorite all-time movies, Million Dollar Baby, back in 2005, winning the Academy Award for that. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, my friend Paul Haggis at the time was my partner. We had done a couple of television shows together. And then I got a call from Paul, who had optioned the rights to a book called Rope Burns, one of the better books on boxing ever written, by a cut man, FX2, who spent his life in the ring. And he wrote these short stories, basically five short stories. Paul optioned three of them. Anyway, Paul wrote the script, turned it into Al. Al did not think it worked. Paul wasn't sure where to go next with it. And he called me and asked me if I would come aboard to produce the movie. And my role in producing would be to develop the script with him and get a script that worked that Al would want to take out. I did that. Paul and I worked together for a couple of weeks. Al loved it. Every studio read it, and nobody wanted to make a movie about a female boxer who dies. So we were stuck with what everyone said was a great script, and nobody wanted to make it. So while Al was trying to make the movie, get the money for it, Paul and I wrote another movie called Crash.
Oh, wow. Now we got to stop there because we got to take this break and pay some bills. But that is a big page turn right there. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. Our very special guest is Bobby Moresco. And we've got a couple of other special guests joining us. Stay here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Governor Greg Abbott says wildfires may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle. The Republican governor cautioned during a news conference Friday that the number of lost properties could rise, saying damage assessments continue. The Smokehouse Creek fire, which started Monday, has burned about 1,700 square miles in the Texas Panhandle and killed at least two people. Under a heavy police presence, thousands of people bade farewell to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at his funeral in Moscow. It came 2 weeks after his still unexplained death in an Arctic penal colony. The crowds who thronged to honor Navalny outside a church and cemetery in a snowy southeastern suburb of the capital chanted slogans for the late opposition leader and against Russian President Vladimir Putin. More details at SRNNews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Take it from Charlie Kirk.
As I read this New York Times article. So I read the New York Times, so you don't have to. Salem Media Group. reaches more people than they realize. This is my favorite line of the whole thing. Their hosts are big names, and they have huge reach, which makes them one of the most powerful forces in conservative media.
Tap into our big names to help grow your business.
To find out more about it, reach out to our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, by calling 212-857-9639.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I just spoke to my friend Alex Cancella at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. He's so excited. He and his team have finally got some aggressive financing rates available on new Toyota vehicles. And it's just in time, as Route 22 Toyota's President Day Savings event is going on right now. They're offering select new Toyota models at 1.99% financing for up to 72 months. 1.99% is amazing. And that's why Alex and his team at Route 22 Toyota are excited. Give them a call at 973-705-8905 to learn more about their President's Day Savings event. So call 973-705-8905 and ask how to take advantage of the 1.99% financing up to 72 months. Plus, check out all the amazing vehicles Route 22 Toyota has to offer. They're right in Hillside, New Jersey. And don't forget to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Financing available for qualified buyers on select new Toyota models through TFS, subject to primary lender approval. Expires February 29th, 2024.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back, Radio Night Live. She's Christine, I'm Kevin. It is Friday. It's our fun night. You know, we have a lot of fun. And Bobby Maresco, when we last spoke with him before the break, you were telling us about Million Dollar Baby, and then you said, oh, and there's this other thing we started working on when people were not sold on Million Dollar Baby yet, and it was called Crash, otherwise known as the Best Picture, otherwise known as Best Script. I mean, it just that was like quite a page turn at the break there.
Well, thank you, Kevin. That's what we call a drama.
That's it.
But anyway, a writer goes to work when nobody wants to make their movies. There's nothing else to do but go to work. So Paul and I went to work on a new idea that became the movie Crash. We sent it out with producers and our producing partner, Mark Harris. Everybody loved it. Nobody wanted to make a movie about race relations in Los Angeles. So we had two, what everybody said were great scripts, and nobody wanted to make them. Mm-hmm. We worked for a couple of years. We got a casting director. We put together that great cast in the movie Crash. And we went into pre-production to shoot it. Paul was going to direct his first movie to be Crash as opposed to Million Dollar Baby, and Paul and I were producing. We got a call from Al Ruddy as we're in pre-production that Clint Eastwood read Million Dollar Baby and wanted to do it. But I had to give up producing and take co-producer, and Paul had to give up directing because Clint wanted to direct it himself. Well, we were already doing Crash, and we thought, what the hell? You know, it's Clint Eastwood. Let him go do Million Dollar Baby. We'll do Crash. And Clint finished before us. We won Best Picture for 2004 with Million Dollar Baby. And then we finished and we won Best Picture for Crash for 2005, which is crazy.
But magical couple of years there.
Yeah, we had a good couple of years. And that's the story of that movie. So thank you for asking.
Yeah. Hmm.
And Bobby, you're welcoming to the studio two of your very good friends. One of them is an old friend of mine, Dan Loria. Welcome back. You're a Broadway Association speaker when you were on Lombardi. And, you know, we just had a wonderful time together. If you remember, Woody Johnson was a friend of ours and he brought the whole Jets team to see Lombardi. And it was just such a fabulous time. And then also Patty McCormick. I mean, two amazing actors, you know, that are going to be part of. Now, one thing I'm not so sure listeners understand, they know Patty McCormick, miracle worker, playing, you know, Helen Keller, an amazing breakthrough artistry right there. Dan Lauria, we know you from the Wonder Years, but we also know you on the stage. And the two of you just recently did a play that you wrote, Dan Lauria, right? Tell us about the play that you were both in.
It was called Just Another Day. It's about two old comedy writers who have dementia. And each day they meet and they write comedy and they fall in love. Just told you the whole play. Got rave reviews. We're trying to bring it to New York. You know?
That's awesome. And so, Bobby, pull us all together. How are we all related to each other here? Is this part of the gym?
Bobby and I go back a long way, even before the gym, for the Forum of Italian-American Playwrights.
That's right. You know, there was a, but I want to say one thing. Dan short-shrifted his wonderful play. There's much more to that. And when he puts it on, make sure everybody goes to see it. It's an absolutely terrific play. And Patty and Dan are going to be great in it. Dan is a member of the Actors' Gym. Patty is a member of the Actors' Gym. But Dan and I met, he wasn't kidding, there was a little 40-seat theater, don't you think, Dan? The
40 or 50 seats, yeah.
40 or 50 seats over the old Improv on West 44th. Vinnie Gugliotti, who was the casting director for Joe Papp for years, opened up this forum to develop Italian-American playwrights. I was one of the playwrights. Dan was one of the actors. I don't know if you... Did you write back then, Dan, or were you just acting still?
No, I wrote. I wrote for a while, but Vinnie was the one who kind of pulled us all together, and I still remember the day. He goes, I found this writer. I love this writing. And then he said... And I read it, and I said, yeah, real good, realistic street stuff. And Vinnie said, all right, you be the bad cop, I'll be the good cop. So I've been busting Bobby's chops for over 4 years.
But we were.
He's always run something like the Actors' Gym. I mean, the day after he won the Academy Award, he was back in class, you know. And I had a reading program out in L.A. After the Wonder Years, I produced the play version of A Bronx Tale. And we took the money and we had a reading once a week to help writers get literary agents. And I never even read anything Bobby submitted. I just said, what date do you want? And he read, and he would always bring in, and I was always hoping he'd bring in something he wrote, but he always brought in some new young writer he was pushing. So that's really what the gym is about, right?
Yeah.
I also want to say that there's so many writers in Los Angeles that had no place to put up their work, and Dan provided that. And we, every young writer was grateful for that. And we're hoping to do the same thing at ATM. We're talking about having a series like Dan had. We won't be able to do it once a week, but we will do it once a month if it all works out, which means that new writers can bring new work into a theater just short of Broadway. And an audience in New York and producers and directors can come and see the work. I mean, it's nothing better than that for a young
artist. That's great. That is so good. Bobby Maresco is the voice you're listening to right there. Also joining us, Patty McCormick and Dan Lauria. You may know him from The Wonder Years. You may know them from their work on stage. But we've got more to discuss. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home, playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fastec Industries helps you with all your construction and demolition weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Rear-load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards, compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Take it from Joe P. Call and ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Go online to FazTechIndustries.com. FAZTECIND.com. FazTech Industries is now serving Westchester County. FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNANRISK.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can
do. All right, final few minutes with our literal all-stars. And just in the commercial break, we touched on Crash, Million Dollar Baby, Sopranos. What was
bad
the
seed? The bad seed.
I mean, there's Emmys, Oscars, everything floating around in this conversation. So it's really incredibly cool. But our three guests are Patty McCormick, Dan Loria, and Bobby Maresco. And guys, it's just such an honor to have you. Thanks for being here. Christine, where do you want to go next?
Well, I do want to make sure, and I know how radio can fly by, but while we're talking about the Actors Gym, we're talking about AMT, which is a wonderful off-Broadway theater located at 354 West 45th Street. There's a performance that's going to be taking place on Tuesday with Bobby and your friend Colin Quinn. Tell us a little bit about that.
What time is it?
Colin and I did a show off-Broadway in 1999. We took that show to Broadway. It was a big hit at the Helen Hayes Theater. Colin played a series of characters growing up that he grew up with in Brooklyn. He is now revisiting a new version of that play with new characters in Brooklyn that I'll be directing. And on Tuesday night, if people love Colin Quinn, and if you don't know Colin, you're crazy not to come. One of the funniest men in America for a long time. And Colin's going to deliver some plays from the original Broadway production, some characters. And he's going to deliver some other characters from the new work he's working on that I hope to direct. Patty is in it, playing one of the characters. And Dan is the master of ceremonies, showing us all where to go and what to do.
Oh, my goodness. It's called so when you're talking about the show, it was an Irish Wake, right? I mean, so these are the characters from the Irish Wake Irish Wake,
that's correct.
Which was fabulous. Yep. 7 p.m. Patty, you mentioned 7 p.m. Since you're going to be there, you better maybe be on time, which would be great.
Yes. I'll get there a little early, I think.
We're there.
It's a benefit for AMT in order to help keep that theater strong, because it does, Al Tepper does take chances on new works. Tickets are $100. There's a few left, so it's really not going to break you. But it would really be great to support Off-Broadway, the AMT Theater. This is going to be on Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m., 354 West 45th Street, 7 o'clock. You are going to see these amazing stars that we have on radio tonight. Dan Loria, Patty McCormick, Bobby Moresco. And Kevin, I'm even going to go, but I will not be on stage. I will just be enjoying. Nick and I will be there.
And the beautiful thing about this particular space is that there's not a bad seat in the house. So everything that's there, you feel really part of the action, and you're just right there. I want to ask Bobby and, all three of you, actually. Bobby, you were talking about how the Actors Gym and Dan's program in L.A., the encouragement is to try to pull out the great stuff of the new props, right?
Absolutely.
How would you measure the quality of the new stuff that's coming up through the ranks today, as say to a generation or two ago, in terms of just the raw ingeniousness, creativity, other things that you would kind of look at the prism through?
Well, it's a really tough question, Kevin. You look at somebody who's studied and admired the classics of, from 1940 through 1980 or so, 1990. There are some wonderful new artists, but I have a hard time finding the new Tennessee Williams. I have a hard time finding the new Arthur Miller. It's difficult to find the new Lorraine Hansberry. They're out there. They are out there. It's not as easy to say that they're as good as the ones that we wrote the horses through theater and television and film for the last 80 years or so. But there are people searching for them, but it's hard to find.
Yeah, I agree with Bobby. They're harder to find. And one of the reasons why, if you look at most college programs today, go back 20 years, 25 years ago, almost every college had a theater program. Now they have a communications program. They're making 10-minute movies, not studying plays. And there's this almost a reverence for ignorance. They don't want to look back. They're all looking forward, which is a very technical world. And people like Bobby and I and Patty, we're not afraid of emotion. So when you find a young writer, maybe they're not the best, but they're laying out a universal theme that's from the heart. People like Bobby say, I want him, I want her, because he knows they might not be ready, but it's there.
I'd like to add something, too. I think sometimes the two don't mesh. The ability to promote oneself sometimes does not always come in the same person as the person who you will find to be incredibly talented, artistic, but insecure, and all of those things that go with it.
That's interesting.
And that's kind of, that's why it's so wonderful that Bobby exists and Dan exists, is that they can encourage and help build self-confidence, I would say. Bobby is very good about that.
Oh, yeah. He can really dissect us and encourage people where to go with it. And I always notice with Bobby, he always encourages the most emotional, most passionate way to go. The scene, okay, it's great, great characters, nice dialogue, but what's it about? Get to it.
And what's in the way?
What's in the way? Yeah. like right that. Right now, you can go, everybody in Sound of My Voice can Google Playhouse 90 Project Immortality. You can watch it for free on your phone. Lee Jacob plays a great physicist who's dying of leukemia, and the government wants to put his mind in a computer. This is 1959. It's about AI. And Patty McCormick and an unknown Michael Landon play
his... Oh, wow.
And you can watch it, and you can see where television was.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something just a bit ago about, you know, people are not looking back. They're looking forward, right? Or that this is the youth today, as the mom of three teens. I know they're all looking at their phones.
Right.
And what they see on their phones are these superstar sensations. How then do you take someone who can translate well on a phone? Can you turn them into an actor? Do you work with people like that?
Look, yes. If they have talent and they're willing to work at craft, that's where you look. You say, okay, here's somebody who has something. What can I do to help them? What can I do as a director, as the artistic director?
You're just trying to spot the raw talent, and then you can polish the jewel to bring out the shine. But you're looking for that the substance to start with.
But there's also something else. You know, if I speak to a young writer and I say to him, so tell me about the Beckett plays that you've read. And they say to me, who's Beckett? then you know, it's not somebody, it's not someone I want to work with.
Yeah, okay. Well, guys, we're out of time, but thank you so much, all three of you, for being with us. Really a spectacular night here at Radio Night Live. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island. Providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey, the Diamondback Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring. Fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, strength, and appearance for your project. Take it from Joe P. Call today and ask for Harry Lynch for personalized service, second to none. Call 718-650-5649 for your free estimate. Or go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's REDIMIX.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio company.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once more from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes of a very exciting Radio Night Live on Friday edition. She's Christine and I'm Kevin. And Christine, lots of stuff in tips tonight. What are we looking at?
Wow, I know. I'm still trying to get over Bobby Marasco and Dan Loria and Patty McCormick being on the show. Thank you, guys. And just a reminder, if you want to see them together, they're going to be with Colin Quinn this coming Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at AMT Theater, 354 West 45th Street between 8th and 9th. And you can watch the performance at 7, and then there'll be a talk back afterwards, which is really exciting. And don't forget that this is actually Off-Broadway week, folks, but it's not too late to get 2-for-1 on 30 Off-Broadway shows. All you need to do is put the code in when you go to pay, OBW for Off-Broadway week, OBW24, and you can get some great deals. More information is on the nyctourism.com website. Also, Kevin, date night at the Met. They've actually repeated this. I think it went away during COVID or so, but Friday and Saturday nights, if you have a special friend, a special someone, and you want to go see beautiful artwork together, you can go from 5 to 9 Friday and Saturday nights, and there's going to be some wonderful tours, gallery exhibits, complimentary cocktails, things for you to try. So they have a new exhibit about Harlem in the 20s and 40s. So, and of course, the Met is located at 1000 Fifth Avenue at 81st Street. You can get more information about metmuseum.org. Now, Kevin, I did promise you earlier when we started the show that I would be able to talk about food, but sorry. I mean, some people think that beer is food, but
it is. It has calories. So
you do get calories. So, yep. And if you want to give up food this, you know, for Lent, you can just drink beer. The New York City Beer Week celebration. This is Beer Week. It is looking pretty amazing. It's the New York City Brewers Guild opening bash. That is taking place tomorrow. There is, for $95, you get access to 65 breweries all in one place at Industry City, 5134th Street in Brooklyn. And you can just try all these different brews. You can learn about them. And they're from all five boroughs, and they're going to come to you. So it runs through Sunday. It goes 1 p.m. to midnight. So more information, nycbrewed.com. And I bet they got some food there too, Kevin, so. You can have a smorgasbord
of NYC
beer.
Brewed is B-R-E-W-E-D?
B-R-E-W-E-D.
All right. Wow. What a big show tonight. And big thanks to AB for setting all that up
always.
And to Alana for making it sound so great. And friends, if you ever miss it, the podcast is always posted on the Radio Night Live section of the Kevin McCullough kind of podcast universe, and you can go get that. We're even thinking about starting a Fun Friday Instagram page of its own, just because we have so much
fun
here.
Always, we run out of time, and just quickly, Tuesday at the 92nd Street Y, Dr. Jones, MLK speech writer, will be with Bob Kraft and Gail King. Amazing conversation they're going to have about
it's like the fifth
black
thing that I want to go to on Tuesday.
It's a super night.
Or go see the AMT Theater.
Thursday is Dr. Bob Jones? Kraft and Clarence Jones. Thursday night at 92nd Street Y. Thursday night, 92nd Street Y.
That makes it slightly more doable now. So we can work with that. All right. Yep. All right. We're fried. We need some brew. God. We're out. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.